AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. South Korea's parliament voted to defy the president and immediately lift his declaration of martial law. The AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol declared an emergency martial law on Tuesday, accusing the country's opposition of controlling the parliament, sympathizing with North Korea, and paralyzing the government with anti-state activities. Yoon made the announcement in a televised briefing, vowing to eradicate what he called the shameless pro-North anti-state forces. The surprising move harkened back to an era of authoritarian leaders that the country has not seen since the 1980s, and it was immediately denounced by the opposition and the leader of Yoon's own conservative party. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Angola, President Biden hasn't spoken publicly about pardoning his son Hunter. He did visit a slave museum in Angola and said the U.S. has never lived up to the ideal that all are created equal.
But we've never fully walked away from it either. And that's due in no small part to the determination and dreams of African Americans, including Angolan Americans.
On social media, President-elect Donald Trump is underscoring his intention to block the purchase of U.S. steel by Japanese steelmaker Nippon Steel, and is pledging to use tax incentives and tariffs to strengthen U.S. steel. Snow keeps falling around the Great Lakes.
The heaviest snowfall right now is over southwestern lower Michigan, near the Grand Rapids area, and also near like Ashtabula County and Ohio. It's getting some moderate snow.
Dave Hamrick with the Weather Prediction Center says 4 to 8 inches adds on to the snow piles as big as 6 feet in some parts of the Midwest. The Coast Guard suspended the search for a man believed to have gone overboard from a cruise ship as it was returning to San Francisco after a voyage to Mexico. This is AP News. GM is adding thousands of heavy-duty pickups to a previous recall.
This has to do with tailgate release switches that can short-circuit and open the gates while the trucks are in park. The recall adds some 2024 Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra 2500 and 3500 trucks to a February recall. The only trucks affected are the ones with a manual gate and power lock and release. The company says water can get into the electronic gate release switches, cargo can fall into the road and become a hazard. Until repairs are made, GM says owners should make sure the gate is closed and latched before driving. Dealers will replace the exterior touchpad switch assemblies with new ones that are more resistant to water. I'm Rita Foley.
A British chef's appeal to thieves to return 2,500 pies in a stolen van has ended. Police found the van abandoned. The pies were too damaged to eat. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.